jobs in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, are major drivers of the economy, especially here in the tech-crazy Bay Area. But despite efforts at change, men still dominate STEM industries. Today, we'll hear the first in a series of interviews with women in STEM, and we'll start by talking about technology. While some high-profile women like Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook or Marissa Meyer at Yahoo have made it to the top of the tech world, few women are waiting to succeed them. Consider this. In 2010, women earned just 18% of computer science degrees, compared to a high of 37% back in 1986. And while women are the main users of online social networking and e-commerce, most leaders of these companies are men. Shaharoz Charania is co-founder and CEO of Women 2.0, a company that offers networking events, conferences, and online tools with the aim of increasing the presence of women in the tech world. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with Charania about the company's beginnings and the future of women in tech.
So when we first got started, we were literally doing just networking events that we called wine and cheese. And we bought cheap Trader Joe wine and, you know, cheap cheese and invited people to our own apartments. People we didn't even know. We just said, hey, we're doing a networking event. Come to our house.
And also, this was specifically for women?
It was open to everyone. Two guys would come from time to time, right? It was like all these women and a few good men. It was great. And they were men who basically were very open about the fact that we needed more women in tech. So there were supportive people coming in. And we did our first conference in 2006. April 2006 is when we did our first conference. And actually, our really first event was the first conference. And it was just, you know, something we put together pretty quickly. We didn't take it too seriously. We said, hey, let's just put as many female founders, female executives in tech we can on our stage and see what happens. And we did that, you know, we did that once a year, but we did these events once a month for 5 years to build community, build awareness, build a place for people to go and connect. Because when you want to drive new innovation, it's about bringing people together who decide they want to commit to making a change in whatever industry they're interested in. And so if we don't have a place for women to connect with other men and women, this wasn't going to change at the very basic level of starting a company. So founding teams and, you know, finding investors and finding your first hire, that was the whole point of bringing people together.
Was there also an aspect of kind of mutual support in those gatherings too? Did women talk about challenges they were facing in the workplace or feeling like the only girl in the room and how that doesn't feel good?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think it wasn't so much a part of the conversation. Everyone who attended the event or the events were really just interested in pushing forward. They were really just meeting to talk about business and to talk about what their next move was going to be. And very rarely did we have the conversation about, you know, I'm a woman in tech and this is hard. It's hard to be in tech, period. Men or women. It's a very competitive environment. It's hard to be a founder of a company also in tech or not in tech. In general, being an entrepreneur is hard. So there was just the sort of non-gender challenges that would come up. And yes, women have specific challenges. We weren't ignoring them. And people would bring them up, but it was not the main part of the conversation. It was really more about, okay, here we are. We're in Silicon Valley, one of the most competitive cities in the world. How do I get ahead? Period.
I want to talk about the culture of tech and the culture of the workplace mm-hmm. in tech. In terms of women, what do you think is there in that culture that either is welcoming to women mm-hmm. or what's there that still keeps women from achieving all that they could?
So what's welcoming to tech for women or to anyone, really, is the creativity, the sort of openness of, you know, work style. It's because tech is new, there are very few prescribed roles that go back more than 10 years. Like the product manager just popped up in the last 10 years. What's a product manager? You know, there's no definition of how do you get to become a product manager in some ways. Like people have expectations, oh, you should be an engineer, you should have done this work and that work. But really, I mean, I became a product manager by learning it on the job. And it's a respected role to have. So I think that that's exciting for anyone really to enter technology because it's defining, the roles are being defined as we speak. I think in an environment like a tech startup or even these mid to growing size tech companies, there's also a culture that's all about allowing flexible work. And so I think that's open and exciting to women and men who, you know, want to be able to work from home or, you know, have a little bit more of a flexible schedule. And I think sort of the last piece is that we're sort of defining the future through these tech companies. And so people who are open-minded and like to embrace the unknown can really understand how to be part of a tech company. And that comes by being a multitasker. Right, because when you don't know the unknown, you're going to have to react to so many different things. Whether you know your product fails or doesn't fail, or your product does well, you're going to have to react and decide. Oh, should I change the design? Should I change the marketing? Should I change the code? And to have the ability to think on your feet and quickly switch. Well, women are known to be great multitaskers, so I think there's a lot there. I think another piece is that we think of coding and designing as an expression, right? So coding is really a language. It's communicating. Mm-hmm. Designing is also the expression of something you're trying to say. Women are great at communicating. So I think things like design and coding, even though maybe we haven't been told that we're good at this, we could be poised to actually be very good at it. And so I think there's that as well, where, you know, as natural communicators, we're probably really good at the things we don't know we're good at. Uh-huh. And so what's challenging about these environments? Well, historically, tech environments are male-dominated. And when you think of a new tech startup, for example, I've seen this all the time. I have friends who start companies, and they look back at me and they go, we have no women on our team. And we just did beer pong. And
wait, what's beer pong?
It's a good question. I think it depends on which college campus you went to. But what I've seen is essentially little cups of beer on a ping pong table, ping pong balls being thrown into the beer. If you get it in or you don't get it in, one or the other, basically you're taking shots of beer as a way to socialize. Totally off-putting, I think, to some people, not to all women, but I wouldn't be excited about beer pong. I don't like beer, right? But no, other people do, and it's fine. But it's that environment that create that sort of macho environment that some people thrive in and some people don't. And you don't have to be a woman to thrive or fail in that environment. You have to just be aware that that's a macho environment. A man can equally be appalled by
beer pong.
Yeah, as a woman. So I don't think that it's about men or women. It's about what's your level. How much are you going to tolerate, really? So my thing about that is that can easily be mitigated as long as you have a female on the founding team. And I've seen it time and time again. A female joins a startup and the culture just switches like you wouldn't believe. You know, they're doing different types of activities that are still needed, team building and, you know, drinking and all that. But whatever it is, it takes a different form. It mm-hmm. doesn't have to be in a form that's sort of
frat boy or very sounds
fratty.
Like.
Yeah, macho and fratty. It could be something a little more balanced. And so, you know, while these will exist until, you know, women are on the founding team of a startup, then that's what it is, right? And just know that if you're going to join a company where the founding team has that culture, very little chance that it's going to change. So we've seen women, you know, be a part of the founding team and from the beginning create a balanced culture that, you know, respects masculine and feminine, you know, and you do different things and you're more welcoming. And I've seen these women found companies and right in between raising money, they go off and have their child and come back. And so that sets a precedent of, oh, I can continue to work really hard at this company, but know that I can step out, have my children and come right back and be okay with that. Mm-hmm. So, there's solutions to this strange culture that does exist here. It is here, but it's something that, you know, we should embrace what's good about it, right? And, you know, over time, toss away what, you know, can be intimidating to many people.